From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Pope celebrates Mass in Cuba, speaking to tens of thousands in Havana's Revolutionary Square. Pope Francis warned Cubans on the danger of ideology. The Pope later paid a visit to former Cuban leader Fidel Castro at his home in Havana. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transition civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Presidential and parliamentary elections set for October 11th would be held sometime before November 22nd. Candidates loyal to former President Blaise Compaoré, who were excluded from the October election, would now be allowed to run. Greece's New Democracy Party has conceded defeat in Sunday's elections, congratulating former Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras on his win and urging quick action to form a new government. The concession by challenger Vangelis Mimarakis came about an hour after polls closed and two key exit opinion surveys showed Tsipras's leftist Syriza party with a narrow lead. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Obama administration will increase the number of refugees allowed to enter the United States to 100,000 annually in 2017. Kerry spoke in Berlin.
I'm pleased to announce today that the United States will significantly increase our numbers for refugee resettlement in the course of this next year and the year after.
Earlier Sunday, Austria said 11,000 migrants crossed into the country from Hungary. This is VOA News. Australia is under pressure by rights groups to resettle Syrian refugees with a divided electorate. Prime Minister Turnbull is seen as unlikely to offer sanctuary to more migrants. Phil Mercer reports.
Pro and anti-refugee campaigners have clashed in recent weeks in Australia. So, will there be any major changes under new Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to a hardline stance on immigration, where the military turns migrant boats away from Australia, or where detainees are sent for processing in remote camps in the South Pacific? Experts say major policy changes are not likely, after Turnbull had earlier praised his predecessor's efforts to stop asylum seekers breaching the nation's maritime frontiers. Immigration remains one of Australia's most divisive issues. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Tanzania's main opposition party says it will file a lawsuit Monday against the country's ruling party and its presidential candidate, John Magufuli, accusing them of stealing their party's symbols, logo, and manifesto in violation of copyright laws. Political parties in Tanzania are required to register those items and to get them approved by the National Electoral Commission ahead of elections. An opposition leader tells VOA it appears the ruling party is trying to confuse voters. Military sources in Cameroon say two suicide bombers have killed at least five people in what appeared to be the latest cross-border attack by Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militant group. Those killed in the northern town of Mora include a police officer, two civilians, and two young female suicide bombers who detonated their explosives about 8 a.m. near the entrance to the town. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says its chief has, for the first time, visited a controversial Iranian military site where Western analysts alleged Iranian scientists conducted covert research and testing as they sought to build a nuclear bomb. A spokesman for the Vienna-based International Atomic Energy Agency said Sunday that agency chief Yukiya Amano recently visited the Parachin base east of Tehran. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks and why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Nepal has a new constitution, the nation's first since the abolition of the long-ruling Hindu monarchy in 2008. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.